Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is Thursday, June 1st. Dominic, welcome to our birthday month.
Yay, Crudy, happy birthday month to you, my friend. Evan, working the board so hard, as always. Thank you. And, of course, our fair audience, happy, happy June birthday month for Dom and Crudy.
And all the Geminis. And, Dom, also, June is Dairy Month, and June is Pride Month, right here in the great state of Wisconsin. We got a friend joining us coming up at 4:20. Stu Daniels. Return of Stu to the Devil's Advocate. Stu joins us at 4:20. To know Stu is to love Stu. And Stu's got a new show on the Civic Media Network. Going to roll out in absentia.
How does that work?
I don't know. Poor planning. Mostly on my part. But anyways, therefore, I'm going to fill in for Stu. I'm pulling double duty next week, Dom. Monday and Tuesday. Two shows. Morning Crudy and afternoon Crudy.
Oh, damn. Working hard.
A double dose of Crudy. Well, I'm the cheap labor. So, you know, if you need to fill in, you know who to call. But Dominic, Pride Month, a tradition of under Governor Tony Evers. Every year since he has been the governor, since his initial inauguration, he has raised a gay pride flag over the Wisconsin State Capitol. To the chagrin of many Republicans.
Right. That's a great tradition, Evers.
And that is a tradition that was renewed today. Wisconsin Governor, I go to the reporting at the Journal Sentinel, Laura Schulte. Governor Tony Evers today again raised the Rainbow Pride flag, a tradition he started 5 years ago. That comes this year at a time of increased hostility towards public declarations of support for people who are gay or transgender. Here's a quote from the governor. Raising the pride flag sends a message for all of those who have ever only wanted to belong, who have had to find their own family, who have never known home. You belong here. Your family here. You're welcome here, Evers said, fighting tears. To the people who work in the other wings of this building, this is the people's house, and you too serve at the pleasure of the people of the state. And yes, that does mean LGBTQ Wisconsinites too. Damn it, there's more here. I'll get to it in just a second, Dom, unless you want
to. I got it here. Crudy Evers said that the flag raising is one of his favorite days of the year and that he was jazzed as hell. Jazz hands. Governor Evers jazzed as hell. James Bond, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs and the first openly LGBTQ cabinet member, also addressed the crowd gathered outside the Capitol, sharing his story about coming to terms with his sexuality and his fear of not being accepted. Bond is now happily married with two children and said representation and having a seat at the table matters. A quote, we raise this flag as a beacon, a reminder to all. You are welcome at the Wisconsin State Capitol, he said. Evers first flew the symbol of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender pride for Pride Month in 2019, shortly after he was sworn in. The flag is flown over the Capitol's East Wing during the month of June. Evers in 19 said flying the Pride flag sends a clear and unequivocal message that Wisconsin is a welcoming and inclusive place where everyone can live without fear of persecution, judgment, or discrimination. At the time, State Rep Scott Allen, a Republican from Waukesha, sent out a tweet asking if flying a LGBTQ flag, quote, is any more appropriate than erecting a Christian flag over the Capitol, question mark? Of course, the Republican said that. Allen told the Journal Sentinel he doesn't have anything against gay pride flag, but added that he has a problem with anything other than the state and U.S. flag being flown over the Capitol. I think there is an inherent nature that we have to abide by a degree of neutrality in what we do as a state government, Allen said. When we begin to hoist flags up for different philosophies or different attitudes or beliefs, it's inherently divisive, the Republican said.
Now, he's the guy that hired Big Ugly, right?
I think that's the case, yes.
Didn't Keith get fired from Allen's office for tweeting out in the boss's name?
Logging on improperly. Little social media.
That or he fell on the sword for the man. What are the other?
Right. Could be one or the other, a loyal trooper. It's not about, and this is what it bothers me, you know, this Republicans. Oh, a different philosophy. Is it a different philosophy, really, accepting people as who they are? How is that? Shouldn't we accept everybody? I mean, how is that a problem? How is that a different philosophy? You're going to divide and conquer everybody, everything, every time? I mean, to say as a state we welcome and embrace our LGBTQ brothers and sisters in the state of Wisconsin, is that divisive, Mr. Allen, Republicans? How is being inclusive divisive?
Well, Dom, I find long hair to be problematic. You know, yeah. Long haired.
You haven't had that problem for a long time.
Kirby. You and Ebone both, man. Really. That's all I wanted to say.
Because you can't. I'm here for you, man. But you know what I mean? Come on. This is ridiculous. Granted, this was, you know what, in 19. I'm not clear that Allen or any of the Republicans have evolved in their position since. And given the rhetoric that we hear nowadays, I highly doubt it.
Well, Dom, we are under a full boycott of the Bud Light. And we're under a boycott, a Target, mostly about some swimsuits. And it's starting to cost the bottom line, especially at Anheuser-Busch. Now, I looked this up before we went on the air, Dom, because I was curious. I had heard lots of claims that the boycott of the Bud Light and they, had a transgender influencer on some of their cans. And this pissed off, oh man, Kid Rock.
But not public cans. My understanding that these were cans they gave to the transgender person, that they were their cans. Not that these were sold in stores. That's, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's my understanding of the story. Not that these cans were available out at your local, you know, liquor store.
You'll have to Google that. I've got some of the math, Dom. You know how I love doing math on the radio. Anheuser-Busch, that's the company that owns Budweiser, right? Has lost a staggering $15.7 billion. In value since the Bud Light controversy began. Rivals added $3.2 billion to their value, and experts warn of a beer shortage. Now we got a problem. A little bit of the reporting here. I found this at thedailymail.com. Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, has seen its market value plunge $15.7 billion since the disastrous campaign with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Since April 1, the company has consistently been dropping down the rankings, which experts say it just keeps getting a little worse each week. But their competitors have added $3.2 billion in market value to the brands at the same time. Guess what's number one? The growing brand, Dom. Guess what's growing? Where do you think the bigots that don't drink Bud Light anymore, where do you think they're going?
Coors Light?
Oh, yeah. Coors Light. Molson Coors, which owns Coors Light, has seen an increase of the $2.2 billion market value around 20%, while Heineken, who went from Bud Light to drinking Heineken, Dom, has seen a spike of $1 billion, an increase of 1.7%. Sales of Bud Light are down more than 23% as of the week ending May 6, according to J.P. Morgan's beverage analyst. And that's most of the story there.
A little bit here from NPR talking about this team teaming up with Dylan Mulvaney, 10 million followers on TikTok, 2 million on Instagram. In a video posted to her Instagram, Mulvaney sipped a can of Bud Light as she discussed March Madness, adding that the company had sent her a custom-made tall boy to commemorate the anniversary of her transition with an image of her face printed on the side. So this was sent to her. you know, but to celebrate the anniversary of a transition can of beer. As part of this. A can of beer.
But it was a purposeful promotion being done. They had the prior consent of the influencer. This was a paid partnership. They meant to do this.
No doubt about it. But I just want to be clear that these particular cans, to my understanding in the research and the story that I know it, were not available for sale. You know what I mean? It was just this particular promotion. You couldn't go buy your Dylan Mulvaney cans, tall boys, to commemorate her transition at your local Quick Trip. You know what I'm saying?
So what, people? So what? Here's what the analyst said.
What is wrong with you people?
We believe there is a subset of American consumers who will not drink a Bud Light for the foreseeable future. Dom, I got to say, I count myself in that group for a whole different reason, of course.
Come on. My two favorite kinds of beer, Crudy. Number one, free. Number two, cold. Best beer ever.
You know who this Dylan Mulvaney just reminds me of just a little bit? Casey DeSantis.
Oh, really?
Spitting image. Really, there's a real resemblance there. So
also calls to boycott some clothing at
Target.
Now this is also.
Do you hear why that was, Dom? Because Target was marketing a quote unquote women's swimsuit that had basically a penis pocket for transitioning men.
Oh, for tucking.
For tucking, a tuck pocket. And the fact that was being marketed at Target, well.
Oh, no, my goodness. That's crazy. Next thing you're going to do is have, you know, devices that will hold women's breasts up. Oh, my goodness. What could we possibly do? This is so asinine. It is so asinine. And number one, I would bet if we look back a year from now, Bud Light will be back up. Target will be fine. These things blow over because I don't think it's a big deal, and people ultimately get over themselves and move on to their next outrage.
You know who the new target of the outrage of the social, you know, the social wedge people?
Who?
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. They had some
progressive
diversity.
Liberal Chick-fil-A.
They had diversity training at the Chick-fil-A franchise. Therefore, I can't eat my God-fearing chicken anymore. They do have the best sauce. The waffle fries aren't half bad, but come back with us. Devil's Advocates, they're not half bad. Some people say.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
From the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Be sure to check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio and on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio.
Dominic, we use the term friend of the devils with some frequency, but for a change, I mean it. We got a fine friend of ours. He is Stu Man, the newsman, Stu Daniels, soon to be the host of the Stu Daniels show right here on the Civic Media Network. Stu Man, how you doing?
Hey, Stu.
I'm doing great, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. I just heard the Grateful Dead playing, so I came a-running.
We know you love the Dead, man.
Well, Stu, man, we're making a big lineup change here at Civic Media starting on Monday, June 5th. But we've got one exception to the rule because Stu, man's got Friend of the Dead tickets. You're deadheading this weekend, so you can't launch with the rest of the lineup, Stu, man? Where are you seeing the Dead at?
You got to... you got to set your priorities, man, and I got mine in order, and I'll be seeing the Dead on Monday night. It's Dead and Company now, you know, with John Mayer, Bob Weir, and the rest of the crew. But, yeah, they're in the Pittsburgh area out in the suburbs. Burgettstown is the name of the place.
Stu, do you have Dead tickets for a little bit later in the summer as well?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I'll probably go to Indianapolis and see them, too. Yeah, I was planning to go to Cincinnati as well, but I decided to give those up because I'm doing this radio show now.
I hate when the job gets in the way. You know, right. As a young editor of the university newspaper at UWL, The Racket, I had U2 tickets at Camp Randall Stadium, and I had to give them up.
Yeah. Stuart.
I gave them up because I had to go to publication, you know, big launch date and all that kind of stuff. But you do what you got to do. You man. Do you, Stu.
Yes. Well, I'm sure my listeners will be interested to hear about the Grateful Dead shows. So I'll be there to give them the information.
Well, you know, we're putting up a crappy fill in the meantime.
Yeah, who's that?
Oh, yeah.
You know, Stu, I'm taking your slot Monday and Tuesday mornings. 8 to 10 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Oh, a two-hour yeah, hit? Well. Man.
All across western Wisconsin, I've got Todd Allbub, who's shifting to early afternoons, 1 to 3 on Monday. Todd's going to join me Monday morning just in case anyone was looking for him. So we're going to we're gonna push them in the afternoons, and then Crudy's going to fly solo in the mornings. Be the best radio you folks have heard recently. Stu,
that's funny. Well, I appreciate that, man. You don't know how much I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. I know you haven't done morning radio in a long time, right?
Ever. By
that
choice.
Is a long time.
Well, I mean, when Milwaukee first came online, we did come out of the test patterns, but that was pretty short lived.
Okay.
Stu Daniels, host of the Stu Daniels Show, coming real soon on the Civic Media, 8 to 10. Stu, man, where you been and what's the show going to be about?
Where have I been? Well, I've been out of town for a couple of years. You know, I was just thinking about the fact that it's been over 6 years since we set up shop down in that little closet down on Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee to start this whole thing off. Yeah. And, man, that was a crazy experience with we could hardly have guests in that studio because it was so small. But then we moved down to Brady Street and one thing led to another. And now look where we're at after all these years and adding a whole bunch of people and stuff. Man, I'm just amazed by, you know, what you guys have been able to put together over there.
And, Stu, did you notice how I'm starting to bring the gang all back together one piece at a time? We're reassembling the team. We're getting the team back together, Stu.
Getting the band back together, Stu. I know you love that.
Yeah, it's just like the Blues Brothers, man. It's just like the Blues Brothers. Jake and Elwood got back together. They brought all the band back, and that's what you guys are doing. So I'm just thrilled to be a part of it, that's for sure.
Well, Stu, you are going to have a little competition on the network. Your old partner in crime, Earl Ingram, plays out in the Eastern markets, let's call them. And, Stu, you've got the Western markets. So we got a little East Side, West Side going on here. I can't wait till you guys cross-pollinate, like ships passing in the night. Hopefully you guys can be on each other's show with some frequency and do a East-West simulcast. Bring the great state of Wisconsin together on the Stu Daniels Show.
Yeah, that's a great idea, man. I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Of course, I'd be happy to be on the radio with Earl anytime. Some of my best memories in my long career on radio is just working with Earl in the morning in Milwaukee and having a great time. So, yeah, I'm happy to do anything I can with him on the radio anytime.
Well, here's the sad part. Earl doesn't remember any of your appearances. You know, he's aging. He's aging.
Oh, come on, Stu, you're not getting any younger yourself, my friend. Hey, you've been out for a bit, though, but what's your sense looking at from the outside in since you've been gone, Stu? What's been going on here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, it's interesting to see things from a distance these days, you know, with the Supreme Court stuff. And as far as the State House, the Assembly, it seems like things haven't really changed that much there. You know, whenever Governor Evers wants to put forth a good idea, the Republicans want to oppose it no matter what it is, you know, just because he proposed it. So some things haven't changed, but I'm of course, happy to see a much more balanced Supreme Court in that state, Wisconsin.
Well, as are we, and we were certainly proud to deliver the blue wave for Janet Protasiewicz. But, you know, next year, next year we're back to the presidential, and we got Tammy Baldwin on the ballot, but we got a presidential race on the ballot, Stu. You got an early favorite, maybe on the Republican side, because let's not forget they're coming to our backyard, not just for the RNC, but for their first presidential debate in like a month and a half, Stu. Who are you like in the early rounds?
Now, Are you asking me who I would bet on, or are you asking me who I hope wins the nomination? Because those are probably two different things. I don't know, man. How do you even pick among that group of people that they have? You know, I mean, you think that Trump might be good nominee because you think he'd be easily defeated, but that's what we thought last time, right?
Yeah, that was the plan. Hillary was guaranteed to beat him, wasn't she?
That's what we were told.
Right. Didn't even need to come back to Wisconsin and campaign or anything. Hey, Stu, we'll launch the new show next Wednesday, the Stu Daniels Show. And I'll keep her warm for you for a couple mornings. I'll heat him up over in western Wisconsin. Stu, can't wait to have you back on the airwaves right here with the Civic Media Network.
Thanks, Stu.
Yep, it's going to be fun. Thanks.
Folks.
My baloney has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R.
The big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
If you'll ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank our most recent guest, the fine one, Stu Daniels. Find him launching next Wednesday. And in less than thoughtful fashion, so I'll keep the chair warm for him all across western Wisconsin. We got a bunch of new outlets, and I will be there 8 to 10 a.m. when the new schedule rolls out, and I will be a placeholder. I'll fill the chair for our buddy Stu Man, Stu Daniels.
Hey, don't be wasting all your good material on the Stu Man show, man. You got to save that for the afternoon ride.
I'm mailing in those two shows for sure-sies. Dominic, a couple of show notes over the next couple days. Joining us on Monday's big show, Kristen Bry, the host of As Goes Wisconsin. 4:30 on Monday, I've got her on the calendar.
Nice.
And as I think I mentioned before, Todd Alba, the host of the Todd Alba Show. He's moving to the afternoons. That's where all the cool kids hang out. Todd Alba, 1 to 3 p.m. starting on Monday. And just in case some of the fans of the Todd Alba Show don't get the memo, I'm going to have Todd on, you know, the fill-in show Monday morning. Todd's joining me bright and early here from the studios.
On the other show. So we're going to have Todd from the Todd Alba Show hosting with you on the Stu Daniels Show. Okay, I got it.
I'm going to call it the Crudy's Holding a Chair Show for a couple of days.
All right.
Just keeping the chairs warm. And Todd's also filling in for Matt Flint next Monday and Tuesday because Matt's playing poker. A brief sabbatical. It was pointed out to me earlier today, like, who made this plan? Like, who picked this date?
Yeah, whose idea was this anyway?
Probably not me. Probably not.
I'm a terrible planner, so that is out of my wheelhouse.
Let's talk about something else entirely.
All right.
I got to tell you, I'm being stalked right now.
Why?
By the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And I don't mean I just saw it once. Damn thing just drove by my window again.
No way.
And it is now the gargantuan. You've seen this thing, right? The Oscar Mayer thing. It's been iconic for like 50, 100 years. I'm not even sure how long they've had the Wienermobile. It's always been the Wienermobile. The only problem is, Dom, it is no longer the Wienermobile.
It's been the Wienermobile for almost 100 years, Michael.
It's not the Wienermobile anymore. Do you want to know what they chose? It's the Frankmobile.
Break some veins! Break some veins!
the Frankmobile.
The Frankmobile. That is so uninspired.
How does Frank feel about that? Well, are you more inspired by the Wienermobile? Obviously.
It's the Wienermobile, man.
100 years.
100 years.
The Frankmobile. Would you be mad that they're changing it to the Wienermobile? Come on, you know.
Come on, man. You can't.
The change.
Your grandpa was calling it the Wienermobile. I mean, they had a Model A Wienermobile, I think. Hot dog sticking out both sides of that. Wiener in this case. Mobile. So here's the question I have for both you and the audience, Dom, because I swear to God, the thing's stalking me out here. What should you have named the Wienermobile? What would you, Dom, name your Wienermobile? 844-967-2789. And oh, yes, the debt ceiling. We'll talk about the Wisconsin congressional contingent and how they voted. But more importantly, the damn vehicle formerly known as the Wienermobile driving up and down University Avenue in Madison today. Shiny, looks pretty out there. You know, some people get married in that thing. I heard they were doing an Airbnb in a Wienermobile. But when you take an iconic brand, I'm thinking of something like Devil Radio, and you wreck it.
Oh, yeah.
No, let's talk about the Wienermobile. You know, when you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible. That is
There is some explanation, and let me just throw this out there. Then we'll get some phone calls, 844-967-2789. The USA Today from back in May. For the first time in 100 years, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is now the Frankmobile. The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
So now it's not just a rebrand. It's a re-recipe.
It's the new Coke
of Wienermobiles.
The Wienermobile is a beloved American icon that has been spreading smiles and driving craveability for our iconic, delicious wieners for nearly 100 years, said Associate Brand Manager Stephanie Vance. This summer, it's time to highlight another fan favorite, our delicious 100% beef franks. The Wienermobile is 27 feet long. It is a 6-ton hot dog on wheels that hit the road in 1936 and became one of the most iconic and noticeable vehicles across the United States. So it's all about the franks, man.
But right now, on the side of this big freaking hot dog on wheels that is driven past my window here on University Avenue twice in the last half an hour, it says the Frankmobile, which is uninspiring to anyone.
Does it say the all beef, beef, Frankmobile?
Maybe there's a whole like sentence on the hot dog. You know, who's got time to read all that? Used to just say Wienermobile.
Will be debuting the new exterior, the all beef Frankmobile. Please do not lick across the vehicle. They're also going to have does it say please do not lick the Frankmobile?
I did.
Apparently, according to USA Today, that's going to be part of the, you know, rollout.
I've seen the vehicle. I did not notice because it was driving down University Avenue in both directions. I did not note the do not lick part. 844-967-2789. Is this thing run on methane? What do you think drives that thing? Let's get to the phone.
Your tears? I mean, are you going to boycott it, Crude? Are you going to pull the Republicans and boycott the Wienermobile? I'm sorry, the Oscar Mayer branded? I mean, hell, now if you're going to do that, then you may as well, you know, boycott the entire Kraft Heinz organization, Oscar Mayer, Orida, mac and cheese, Velveeta. I know you can't do the Velveeta. Philadelphia cream cheese, you're never getting rid of that, Crudy. I mean, Kool-Aid, come on.
Oh, Jello? Yeah.
Grey Poupon?
I like the Grey Poupon.
See, well,
pardon me, do you have any
agreement? And that's the owner of Oscar Mayer's new Frankmobile.
Maybe a Frank with a Grey Poupon slathered on it. 844-967-2789. Going to the phones. Brian from Madison, welcome. What do you call your Wienermobile?
Hi there.
Hey, Brian.
I'm going to call it the Wienermobile because that's what I grew up with. But they really, if they're going to change the name, they really missed a chance to call it the Frank Tank. Then it could, like, I don't know, shoot out mustard out the end or something.
Oh, Frank the Tank. Both Frank Kaminsky and, of course, Frank the Tank from Old School. That was the character.
Will Ferrell's.
Will Ferrell, yes. Yep. Thank you. Yep. For a change, Don Filton, one of the blanks in my memory.
Yeah, you're welcome. But are you? Is it just the nostalgia of the whole thing? Because really? I mean, you know, who cares?
His mama called him the Wienermobile. I'm going to call him a Wienermobile.
Well, and I get that, and that's fine. But, I mean, you're not going to not eat a Oscar Mayer product because of this, would you?
No, I would not eat an Oscar Mayer product because I eat from Wisconsin products. Didn't they leave Wisconsin?
they did abandon Madison. There is no more Oscar Mayer.
I used to live by the plant. They left us over there, over on Packers Avenue.
One of my earliest memories growing up in the city of Madison, and we moved here when I was quite young and lived over on Hammersley, over sort of on the northish side, and you could smell that factory. It's burned into my nostrils. The smell of the hot dogs, the wieners being made, if you will, Brian.
Yes, I can imagine.
It burns the nostrils.
Times. Yeah.
It's a pungent smell. Take care, Brian. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. What are you calling your wiener mobile?
Hey, Bill.
Oh, good afternoon. You got to own that, Cootie, you and Dom. And I can just picture it now, a big political event, the RNC convention, whatever. Here comes the president and the motorcade. Here comes the FBI or the security and their Suburbans. Here comes the cops. And right bringing up the rear is Dom and Cootie and the wiener mobile to investigate what's going on in the political world. What a branding you guys could have all over the U.S. when the wienermobile shows up.
Remember, Bill, in Animal House where they build the parade float around the guy's car that they got wrecked and turned it into a tank and then built a parade float and then took it to ramming speed?
You got it, brother. And I want to see my dream, my bucket list, is to see you guys in parades all over Wisconsin in the wienermobile, and they know what it means. For political correctness, go and see the wienermobile. Dom and Crute will set you, Dom and Crute have set you guys straight. I just think you need to own that thing. That has got Crute written all over it. How could you not park it by a bar and get all the beer you could ever imagine you could drink?
Oh, there was more there, Bill, but we're going to keep moving down the phones because I want to know, what are you calling your wiener mobile? 844-967-2789.
It
could be
kind of dirty, Crudy.
Well, you take it however you want, man. I'm just saying the thing's stalking me. It's driving up and down University Avenue. I would not have called it the Frank Mobile. Maybe like the Frankfurter, or, you could have had a little.
That's what it's short for, man. I mean, who calls them Frankfurters anymore? No one does. It's a Frank, man. It's an all-beef Frank. New recipe. You're going to love it. Or not.
I'll love it as much as I've always loved the hot dogs from Oscar Mayer.
Right.
You know, we were at the ball game the other day.
I mean, okay, fair enough. When's the last time you actually had an Oscar Mayer branded hot dog?
It's 2023. It's been 40 years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a kid, like, not probably since a kid.
I'd stick a stick in the hot dog, and then you'd stick it in the campfire. And college.
What about the cheese-filled hot dogs, man?
Is that even really a hot dog?
I mean, what
is that even really cheese they put in that?
Is it really even meat? I mean, what are we talking about here? Okay, so, but
here's when I've probably eaten an Oscar Mayer hot dog. When dad's got to cook. And I make some mac and cheese, and I chop that hot dog up, yeah. And I throw it in there. And then I'll eat with the kids, and I'm sure I've digested, the highest pinnacle of the food chain.
Oh, so good. Come on, man.
The Oscar Mayer
mac and cheese, that's
Frank.
Fantastic. Now, do you wreck it with the ketchup, or are you
ketchup? How dare you?
Here. Okay, all right, thank you for that.
What is that, like poor man's marinara sauce ketchup? No. 844-967-2789. Isn't that how the movie Henry Hill?
Goodfellas. That's all.
Can't even get a marinara sauce on here. They put ketchup on egg noodles. Jack from Merrimack. What are you calling your wienermobile, Jack?
What's happening, Jack?
Yeah, I'm way too old to change. So wienermobile is what it'll be for me. Though I did like the suggestion Frank tank. I thought that was probably a good secondary choice. the reason I called up, you guys were talking about Bud Light and the tribalism that, you know, divisions that are being called for about boycotting Bud Light. So Budweiser just came out with, and the reason I called in was because I just, while you guys were talking about this, I drove past the sign. It said limited edition Harley Davidson Budweiser. And it's got the Harley insignia on the can, which I thought was pretty cool. But I'm a Harley rider. But, you know, what are you supposed to do if you're a Ducati rider or you have a Triumph or even a Honda or...
Well, wear a helmet so nobody recognizes you on the roads, of course, Jack.
I always wear a helmet anyway, you know, old motorcyclists, but not too many that are both.
Peroni beer, that's what you drive, that's what you drink.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more...
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, phone lines are open. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, having a fun little conversation about the Wienermobile that apparently is stalking me today, driving up and down University Ave with the new branding, Frankmobile.
You know, the helicopter was stalking Henry Hill in Goodfellas, too. He was getting a little paranoid, Michael.
Well, sometimes...
Maybe ease up and sleep a couple of nights. You'll be all right.
Took mercy on me and gave me a Valium. 844-967-2789. What are you calling your Wienermobile? Because I don't like Frankmobile. That's a damn stupid name. Just saying. Somebody should get fired over that. I mean, I'm not saying you can't eat yourself an Oscar Mayer wiener if it is your custom to eat an Oscar Mayer wiener, but I suspect if you don't have small children, it's probably not part of your normal dietary rotation. At least I'm speaking for the crude household. We're not eating a lot of Oscar Mayer wieners. The Lunchables, they still go over.
How about the all beef Franks, man? I mean, they're changing the recipe. They're getting rid of...
It's not about the recipe. It's about changing the name of the Wienermobile and... you know, breaking my heart.
Oh, man, you got to let go, Crudy. Embrace the change. Nothing stays the same forever, man.
Our friend Jeff messaged. He says, you know, there's a mini Wienermobile at the Vitens Golfland, which I grew up very near on the west side of Madison. And Jeff questions, maybe the mini Wienermobile went in the pool. Maybe it's shrinkage, Jerry. Would it be a Vienna sausage mobile then? 844-967-2789. Andy from Beaver Dam, you're next. How you been, fella?
Hey, Andy.
I'm hanging thin. I don't know what prompted Kraft Heinz to bring the Wienermobile. That's as far as I'm concerned. That's what it's always going to be. To Madison, since they moved the whole thing to the Quad Cities, you know, the production of the sandwich meat.
Well, apparently they're replacing the Soylent Green with the All Beef Franks now, so they're calling it the Frankmobile.
Hey, and another note, Stu Daniels. Oh my God, when I heard his voice on there about a half an hour ago, and on that cold February night on Brady Street at the Roman Coin, the third anniversary, and Stu's in there, and I asked him, I said, hey, how are you doing, and who are you, and he hands me his business card and everything, and he's just a super guy, man. I'm glad that you brought him back into the fold, and you're like a phoenix rising after the Democratic Convention was a big old nothing burger. And now the Republicans are coming to Milwaukee, and you'll be hell bent for leather when they get here.
I suspect I will, Andy. There might be some hell to pay when the Republicans get to town.
That's right.
We're going to greet them, and Andy, we're going to greet them on the other side of the state. The Republicans are taking their convention up to La Crosse next weekend, Father's Day weekend specifically, and we will launch our brand new radio station, The Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse, to greet them Monday, June 5th. So we're chasing their asses. We're going to hound them from here to the third to the gates of hell, Andy.
Man, what's the last count on the number of stations? Like
18.
Are we talking 15?
18. 18 wow. stations as of Monday, June 5th. And Sage Wild, the CEO of Civic Media, has signed an APA to purchase two more Northwood stations, a big 100,000-watt FM and a news talker, which will carry our mission forward. We'll have like three Northwood stations now and a lot of other stations. We'll be in 12 distinct talk radio markets, and they're probably both on the AM dial and then also on the FM dial. So like here in Madison, Andy, we got the 1580 AM kind of north of Madison and the 92.7 here in Madison. So we're going to have a hell of a lot of different radio signals. We're up to like 40 signals.
Damn.
Wow. Wow. Jesus.
You should see the map, Andy. It makes you proud. I told Sage, I want that on my gravestone. You know, just say, Crudy helped build that.
Sandblasted right into your gravestone, you know, so it's indelible forever.
Well, that or I'm gonna get it done on my left ass cheek like it's a tattoo. And then if we ever get to Michigan, I'll put Michigan on my right ass cheek.
I don't want to know about Lake Brian Michigan, Kelly. Andy.
Stay out of Lake Michigan, Andy.
How is Brian Kelly doing? I heard he lost his voice for a while.
He's spending more time with family out of state, probably. Okay. No, I don't know what he's doing now. Probably cashing Republican Party checks in some way, shape, or form. There's always more legal work for, to my opinion,
a corrupted lawyer. Kelly? Andy, who are you talking about?
Oh, I'm talking about Dan Kelly, the failed Supreme Court candidate.
You're talking about Brian, Big Brian, Fancy Brian.
I'm talking about your guy, Brian Kelly.
I saw Brian earlier today. Brian. He's grumpy at me because he's working really super hard on this new programming lineup. And, you know, Crudy forgets to share a detail here or there. And then Brian wants to crush the soul out of me. He really does. I can see it in his eyes sometimes. And that was the look he had for me earlier today. It was just
sometimes Andy, it's deserved.
It's utter disdain. That was the look I saw in his eyes.
Oh, man. Well, carry on, man. You're doing
all
a
right,
great
man.
Job. I check you out every day, Don, and Scrooge. And so we'll wait to hear about the first party coming up. So.
Yeah, it's summer of love. We got to get to partying, man. 844-967-2789. Let's get to a few more callers as well, like Kurt from Madison. Kurt, what do you call in your Wienermobile?
Hey, Kurt.
Well, hi, guys. In the spirit of Buster Poindexter, hot dogmobile.
Hot dogmobile.
Three hots for you.
Three hots in the song. Hot, hot, hot.
Nice.
Is that it, Kurt?
Are you upset about it? Does it bother you? Are you going to lose any sleep that the Wienermobile is now the Frankmobile?
Dom has no sense of nostalgia.
Well, I'm not going to lose any sleep, but at the same time, I'm pretty disappointed that they would just totally snuff out the history of said mobile and give it the name Frank. It might as well be Doug or Steve or Bill. So.
Or Kurt.
No, not that. As long as it's C, I'm okay.
Kurt with the C. Called
Kurt
the Kurtmobile.
Kurt,
appreciate your call, Kurt with a K. We could call it the Kurtmobile. What do you think?
It is a big wiener.
Some have accused me, and in this case, I don't mean my wife. 844-967-2789. We'll talk dead ceiling. And how did the Wisconsin delegation vote? Well, let's just say there are a few wieners in the group. And if I share with you my story.